In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord sending out his disciples two by two into all the towns and places he intended to go. And he tells them a couple of things. First of all, they are to announce to them that the kingdom of God is upon them. And secondly, they are also to recognize that they are being sent out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Not exactly a happy thought on the natural level. And yet at the same time, we have to recognize the circumstances in which we live today. They're very much similar. We're in a time where it's not going to be too much further in the future, where people are going to be looking for something, but they don't even know what they're looking for. We live in such a pagan society right now that people don't even know who the Lord is. And as things continue to transpire and go down very quickly, people are going to be confused, people are going to be seeking, people are going to be desperate. And it's people like us who are going to be able to bring them the message of the kingdom of God. It's people like us who will be able to point them in the right direction. But we also have to realize, number one, some of these people have never heard the truth before, and they don't want it. Or at least they don't know that that's what it is that they're looking for. And so it may not come across in a very positive way to them. Or at least their reaction, put it that way, to you might not be very positive. We're being sent out as sheep among wolves. But then we have to look at exactly the point that St. Paul made in the first reading, when he said to the Thessalonians that it wasn't out of any kind of impure motive, out of any kind of selfishness, greed, whatever, that we came to you with the gospel, but purely out of charity, seeking only the good of the people. And that's what we have to be about. If we are looking for something for ourselves and we are rebuffed, well, we get angry and we get frustrated and we want vengeance on this person or whatever. That's not the right attitude. We have to be simply seeking the good of that person. And if they don't accept or want what we're offering them, we just need to be at peace. We have to recognize that it may be that for some people it's going to come in stages. Some people will never receive what you're trying to tell them. But there are some people who you present something to them, they'll say, yeah, whatever. But then they think about it. And a few days later, they might come around and say, what was that you were telling me about the other day? Whereas if we respond in anger, because they didn't want what we were offering them, they're probably not going to be coming back a couple of days later. So we just have to put it in God's hands. We'd like to see immediate results. That may not be the way it works. So we just have to trust. But we also have to have the confidence. St. Paul said that. We had confidence in our God that we could come and preach the gospel. And we have to have that same kind of confidence. We know that some of the people to whom St. Paul preached didn't want to hear what he was saying. They stoned him, they whipped him, they beat him, they did all kinds of things to him. So again, we have a wonderful message to tell people. We have something that is only for their good. But unfortunately, some people don't really want what's best for them. And if the devil's got a hold on them, they're going to react in a rather violent way. That's the way it might be. So the question has to do with our own resolve then. We might say, well, if somebody might not want what I'm preaching, or if they're going to react in a violent way, maybe I shouldn't do it. Wrong. If we are working out of charity, we only want the good of the other. If we look at it and say, well, if this would happen, I shouldn't do this, then you have to ask, are we really working out of charity? Or is that just a selfish attitude? I don't want to deal with the fallout. I am afraid of what might happen. Then we're not working from a point of view of charity. Charity seeks only the good of the other. And so if we want the good of the other, that is, if we truly want the message of the gospel, the salvation of their souls, we want this for their good, then we're not going to be afraid of what their reaction might be. And if it's a negative reaction, we can stay at peace because we were just simply looking for their good, not for anything for ourselves. So as we move forward, it's something all of us have to look at, because family members, friends, neighbors, people at work, whatever it may be, there are people you're going to come in contact with who are going to be in desperate circumstances. You have what they need. The question that all of us have to ask is, do I want for them what I have? Do I want them to have the truth? Do I want them to have salvation? Ultimately, do I want them to have Jesus? So that's what it all comes down to. If we're embarrassed, if we're ashamed, if we're afraid, then we're operating totally out of selfishness. And this is the opportunity to look at that. Look at it honestly, look at it seriously in the depth of our hearts, and be able to adjust that then, so that by the time it's necessary, we can have our disposition proper. So we can get rid of all the fear, we can get rid of all the selfishness, and we can be operating simply out of charity, out of love for God, that we love our Lord so much that we want as many for him as we can get, and we love these people so much that we want Jesus for them, so that they can know the salvation that we know, so that they can have the peace, so that they can have the joy, so that they can have the salvation of their souls. That's what we want for them. This isn't a private thing for us. The Lord sent the people out to be able to convert the world. So we can't look at it and say, well, I have it. Bummer for you that you don't. That's the wrong attitude. It's like, no, if I have the truth, if I have the fulfillment, if I have salvation, if I have Jesus, that's who I want for everyone else, because I want them to have that too. That's exactly what we see with the apostles. And today, we are the apostles of our time. And so the Lord is sending us out like sheep in the midst of wolves. They're going to chew us up. They're not going to like it very well. And yet in the midst of that, many, many souls are going to be saved because of the charity and the kindness and the truth that people like you and me are willing to bring to them.